This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. While personnel are still in the military, the doctors they see understand their experiences in combat or other situations that might mean particular healthcare issues. Once a veteran is out of the military, their private physician might not even think to ask if they've served. That's an oversight one doctor is working to correct. Dr. Monica Lipson is a professor of internal medicine and learning health sciences at the University of Michigan Medical School. She's also an associate chief of staff for education at the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System. Also joining us is Dr. Paula Thompson-Ross. She is a medical sociologist and a Desert Storm combat veteran. First, Dr. Lipson, give me some examples of why asking a patient about military service is important.
First of all, it's a great rapport builder. I mean, one of the reasons we ask patients about what they do every day, what their past experiences are, because it helps us think about risk stratification, about what we might want to think about if there's a problem in the future regarding their health status. But it also is an important way to get to know people. And most people who volunteer at our volunteer armed services take their military services really importantly. And so we should be asking about that because that's an important piece of themselves.
Dr. Russ, what's your experience been? Has your physician asked about whether you're a veteran, whether you served?
No. And as you mentioned, I am a Desert Storm veteran, so I've been out of the military for over 20 years. Throughout that time, not one physician has ever asked me about my military service.
So do you volunteer it? Because it seems like that's something that you would want your healthcare person to know, especially if you saw some rough action.
Yes, it is. I don't volunteer just going in the door, but like Monica said, if someone asked me about, you know, what did you do, you know, sort of getting at my history, then it eventually comes up. But just going into the physician's office for a routine care or some issue, then no, it never really comes up.
Dr. Lipson, what are you offering to healthcare providers so that they realize they should be asking their patients about their military experience?
So one of the things is someone heavily involved in undergraduate medical education, but also in graduate medical education, we realize is that we actually need to demonstrate this as a competency as we would have you asked about tobacco use? Have you asked about alcohol use? What kind of employment history does one have? We should ask, have you served in the military? And then if you serve, what kind of job classification did you have while you were there? Did you see combat? Were you deployed? All of those questions that actually might help with either the problem at hand or the past history.
So is this training limited to newly minted doctors coming out of the university, or is this offered to civilian doctors who've been practicing for a while?
I think we should offer it to everyone. One of the things that the First Lady did several years ago as part of the Joining Forces initiatives said to all of the nation's medical schools, both allopathic and osteopathic, said, please help us with our returning veterans and their families. Ask about military service. Incorporate this into your normal routine health care. And this is not just important for the medical profession. This is important for social work, nursing, public health, et cetera.
Dr. Ross, should veterans groups be telling their membership, hey, by the way, tell your physician about your experiences in the military? Is that something that's been talked about or is being encouraged, or should there be a public awareness campaign among veterans groups?
If they feel comfortable disclosing this information, because keep in mind, they may have experienced some very traumatic things that they may not initially feel comfortable. But like Monica was saying, once they have that rapport established with their physician, they may be more comfortable disclosing certain situations that occurred while they were in the military.
And one of the things as I was reading about this, I mean, of course, we all know Vietnam veterans, or not all of them, but some of them were exposed to Agent Orange. But there are all kinds of chemicals that may or may not be hazardous to military personnel, whether you're on a ship or at a carrier that's fueling up planes, or if you're out in a warehouse somewhere in the desert stocking stuff, or if you're in combat. And of course, we've heard a lot about traumatic brain injuries. It seems like that's something that doctors and veterans really ought to make sure everybody's talking to everybody else, because there's such a variety of injuries that could be associated with the military experience.
Well, and I think that one thing that happens is if you are not seeking care at the VA, you're seeking it through a civilian healthcare system, then people tend to remove your military experience from your identity. because you are not going specifically to a VA facility. But that's what Monica and I are really trying to advocate for, is bringing this identity back into healthcare in the civilian setting as well.
As I understand it, only about 30% of veterans actually go to VA, right?
And I think that's an important point to actually bring up, is that veterans are just like you and me. I had been working with Paula for several years before I found out that not only was she a military veteran, she was a combat veteran, and how important that was to her identity, about why it was important for me as an employer to seek somebody with her skill set and her experience. And I think that's the other reason we created this online course for health professionals across the country, to say, hey, here's some key information you might want to know, because 70% of veterans are not seen within the VA healthcare system, and this is important information. On the other hand, for those of us who practice within the VA healthcare system, it's a great set of tools that you can use in your day-to-day practice.
I want to flip what I was talking to Dr. Ross about and ask you, once you open up that can of worms, there are a lot of things the physicians need to be aware of, a lot of health issues that might be unique to military personnel. And if they've never really dealt with that before, the doctors are going to have to be doing some real study now, right?
I think both of those issues that you bring up are actually important. I think asking the questions, most of us, I'm a primary care physician, are well prepared to deal with mental health issues, degenerative joint disease issues, as you brought up about experience that you might have. Even I, who practice in the VA healthcare system, my readily tactical knowledge around Agent Orange and exposure is probably a little bit higher than civilians, but I still look things up. I ask my colleagues. There's a special Agent Orange clinic in order to refer people to, but I would never get that far if I don't have that information. So in some ways, many of the things that happen to veterans happen in a kind of concrete, concentrated effort, exposure, I guess to say. And so many of us have some experience with that. But for those who don't, you need to ask the questions to be able to get the proper care to the person you're taking care of.
That's Dr. Monica Lipson. She's a professor at the University of Michigan and works with the VA. Dr. Paula Thompson-Ross is a medical sociologist and a veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.